We got this. What are we worried about?
Radio.
We don't actually have to worry about it. We just have to talk. Talk over the music. Radio, Radio Valencia, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Got some music there from the Nuns from their self-titled 1980 release, Wild, featuring the dearly departed and magnificent Jennifer Miro, Alejandro Escovedo, and his brother.
Was in that band?
Yeah. That's where he got to start. And his younger brother. It was funny. I was at his brother's wedding reception in Austin. This is so, like, crazy non sequitur. I was down in Austin for South by Southwest. I think it was 94. Ended up going to this wedding. I know who he is, but I don't know. Like, what am I doing here?
So you're wedding crashers. Right?
Yeah, we were wedding crashers. And, I think everybody was. But I got to meet Alejandro Escovedo. I was like, it worked. You know, I crashed a party to get a picture with him. So music there from the Nuns. Really love them. Wild is the track there. Crime, one of the very first punk bands of San Francisco from their 1978 San Francisco's Doomed LP in 1978. It sure felt like it. Frustration, the name of the track of Frankie Fick's song. Just before that, The Avengers, the other original San Francisco punk band from their 1983 self-titled release with their cover of The Stones Painted Black. Started off with some Flipper from 1984's Going Fishing with the light, the sound. And coming up on February 28th at the Mabuhay Gardens on Broadway, Flipper and Friends.
And Friends.
Are going to be performing that night. A Radio Valencia co-presents celebrating the 50th anniversary of punk rock in San Francisco and 50th anniversary of the Fab Mab. Oh, we got a lot of stuff. So get ready, because Wednesday, it's going to be everywhere. You know it now. So it's going to be a big deal, and I'm happy you're here. Carmen and John are here from the Rickshaw Stop.
Hey, and John.
Hi,
hey,
John. Hey. Hi, Carmen.
Hey, John.
What a delight. So now the cat's out of the bag, Carmen. She was looking at us like, what are you guys talking about?
He built it up. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. I didn't know.
It was so hard to keep this a secret. You know?
It is. It is. Especially.
But it's so exciting.
Well, I've got staffers from the radio station now going, wait, we're doing what? What are you talking about? We didn't know about this. Yeah. I've recruited all of you to come table things. So that's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. But you guys got some good shows coming up Thursday night.
We do.
But what are the other shows happening at the Rickshaw? Because it's the staff curated month of January or into February. Is this the idea that if it works out well, like your bosses are going to be, do it again as long as you sell out?
I don't know. You know, they've always been receptive to like someone bringing a show.
Okay.
Like, oh, my band would like to play. But this is the first time where it was just kind of thrown out into the wild.
Yeah.
And, you know, see what comes back. And we'll try and do as many staff shows in one month.
Okay.
And I think, January, it's like such a slow month anyways.
Right.
It's like they were like, I think they kind of feel like if we include people that work here, we're like going to help build excitement by bringing other people in, you know.
I think Dan needs a longer vacation. That's why we're working.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Is that your boss?
Yeah.
Okay. If he's listening, Dan, thanks.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan, we love you.
Really appreciate you. It does remind me, though, I that short stint I did in commercial radio, you know, and that's where the button monkey line came from, by the way. Sit down, button monkey. But they're like, play this, say this, don't deviate. I'm like, what? And, you know, they always schedule the commercials first. So,
yeah.
And all the commercials are in, and then I play the songs. I'm like, wait, I've got like 10 minutes left before the end of the hour. Can I play anything? No, play that. God, but that sucks. This is good. No, play that. It's awful.
That's the nicest thing. I mean, we've all the staff or the people that are here, Zach, Carmen, myself, Christina, Andreas, Brianna, Enzo, and Jasper, we've all just seen so many bands, and we went through and picked some of our favorites.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's really excited. I think it's going to be very successful. And it's just kind of a nice, it's more about being in the community and being part of the community, too.
Right.
And music is the best.
Well, right. I mean, isn't that it? It's music. I hate to be cliche, but isn't it the music that kind of cuts through everything and ties us all together? So you guys who are around music all the time, why wouldn't you be the ones on the front lines pulling the shows together, getting the bands to play?
I mean, we have our own jobs, but it's nice to be able to spotlight people that you love and that you know. I mean, the bands that we're playing with on Thursday, I mean, I've worked with them, I've played with them, they're friends of mine. Like, it's gonna be really fun. And I feel like, just having that experience as an engineer where you actually get to know the people on stage because you're working with them, doing their sound checks, getting to know them, and building relationships.
Right. So this Thursday at the Rickshaw Stop, Carmen and John, you guys have the three bands that you're doing. And then John, a week from Thursday, is your showcase.
Gumby's Junk.
He's an overachiever.
Rip Room. You know, I was so inspired when Carmen and I put our show together.
Why are you so lazy?
I was like, wait. One more. Just one more show, please.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, this is coming up. Go to Rickshaw Stop. See these shows. We love Rickshaw Stop. And then come to the Mabuhay Gardens and on Broadway on February 28th and see an entire day of things. Panel discussions, vendors, and a great musical showcase coming up that night. Let's get to some Dead Kennedys, shall we? Will they be there?
Mm-hmm.
Radio Valencia.
It's a holiday.
You know, I don't think you can really call yourself a community radio station if you don't put some Butthole Surfers on every now and again. Off of Brown Reason to Live, that was Barbecue Pope for you from 1983. Before that, Holiday in Cambodia from the debut LP of the Dead Kennedys, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. We heard that from 1980. I don't know, is this ironic? I'm not really sure. The Butthole Surfers record is actually out on Alternative Tentacles. And yet, the Dead Kennedys, that was before AT was even created. So, I don't know. What is that? Is that a thing?
I love that.
I don't even know. Is that okay? That's fine. John Hell here.
The threads.
Right? I don't know. Whatever. John Hell here, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights here deep in the Mission on Radio Valencia. Transmissions from the Mission. Got Carmen and John from Rickshaw Stop hanging out.
Hey.
Are you recruiting people, John? Are you now like saying, hey, by the way? Because John is going to be helping me out. He's going to run some sound at this event that we're doing.
Right.
And what are your thoughts on this place? How are you feeling about, I mean, on Broadway and MAB, I mean, they closed in 87. That was the last time they, as a venue with that name, they've been in existence. Fame has been the club for a while. How does it feel to you? What do you think? What do you think?
I think it has a little bit of potential, you know. We're doing a walkthrough tomorrow, trying to build a new lighting rig upstairs. The room upstairs is great.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to convince them to knock out a couple of beams in the downstairs to make the stage taller.
Yeah.
So that it,
yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be something.
Tom is a fearless leader.
Yeah, Tom Watson, man. This cat bought the building. And, I mean, that's the thing. You bought the building and you're going to run the venues. And it's a nonprofit.
Victoria, who used to be the owner when she passed, kind of entrusted Tom with her mission statement.
Yes.
And so that's how. He'd already been built other art, kind of art collective, multi-use spaces in Germany.
That's right.
He has experience in putting something together. And so he took on the responsibility of her dying wish.
Yeah.
And then finally got the funding together and it looks like things are going to go well.
I appreciated when you and I went over there, and you were great. I'm like, I'm going to let John articulate everything I'm thinking. And you're all, do this and that, and this thing needs to happen. And Tom's like, yeah, okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'm like, wow.
That's nice to just be like instant, like, okay, we'll do that.
Sure.
I feel like that's hard to do sometimes.
And massage chairs.
It is so hard to do the massage chairs.
Yeah. Right? You're not joking. This is absolutely true. I'm excited about this. So you're going to go by there tomorrow. Like, folks, putting this thing together is really strange because when Steve DeBase, a flipper, came to me to say, let's put on a show, I've produced a million shows. Like, I've sent so many shows over, like, 30-some years in San Francisco. And it's great. It's like, yeah, let's put on a show. Let's go do a thing. But then all of a sudden you're like, no, no, let's do it there. Let's go over there and put on this thing. So go back to both of your earlier days in music. What kind of, like, what was that first kind of venue that you did anything in that was, like, not somebody's garage or a basement somewhere or a park?
I can tell you exactly. Carmen. My first venue was Brainwash Cafe.
Right on.
Then here.
Love the Brainwash.
Yeah,
love
that was a great, when I was first getting started in San Francisco, it was just, yeah, if people aren't familiar, it's no longer a business, but it used to have, like, a cafe on one side and a laundromat on the other. And the stage was not really an actual stage. It was a corner in the room that people could kind of fill up in front of the counter and watch you.
Yeah.
But it was great because they would book any band. So if you're just starting out and you really need to get some street cred, it was a great place to go to.
And, I love the Brainwash.
You know, I would drive. This is not on the musical side, but I would literally take my laundry from the Hate and take it to the Brainwash in Soma just because that cheeseburger was so good.
They had great food,
so good.
Too. Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to be my weekly bacon cheeseburger.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to do some more music here. This is a band that we're going to see that night. The Freak Accident.
Oh.
Yeah, Ralph Spite of Victim's Family.
Right.
It's his current vehicle, and they're delightful. And if you know Victim's Family...
Of course.
And you know, their lyrics, I think, are freaking hilarious. They're poignant. They're brilliant. It's their excellent commentary. Well, I'm kind of like getting in the ribs a little bit. I think he just takes it up a total notch with what he's doing with the freak accidents. Not just freak accidents, the, as like a specific thing took place. So we're going to hear this track right here called Irony Man. Let's just give it a shot right here, Radio Valencia. We'll be right back. we've been talking this whole time. Have you heard us? Maybe not. I don't really care. Right here. On Radio Valencia, some music there from the Melvins. Took that off of the classic Electro Retard record, Out on Man's Ruin. Their cover there, The Wipers' classic Youth of America. And before that, we heard a track there from The Freak Accident off of their 2022 EP, Octopus Head. We heard Irony Man. And rumor has it, Ralph Spite and The Freak Accident are going to be playing the... Radio Valencia co-presents the 50th anniversary of punk rock in San Francisco at the Mabuhay Gardens and on Broadway Saturday, February 28th. Stay tuned for more information. John Hell is my name, Hell's Kitchen Radio. Monday nights here deep in the heart of the Mission District. And in the studio with me, I've got Carmen and John from the Rickshaw Stop.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Caller, are you there? Caller?
Hello?
First time caller? Long time caller? Sir, can you turn your radio down, please, sir? Sir, you guys got these shows coming up. I got shows coming up. We all got shows coming up. Okay, so I don't know the rest of the calendar for Rickshaw Stop over the next few weeks. What else are you two looking forward to? And if you're just tuning in, Carmen and John are the sound engineers over at Rickshaw, and they're producing some shows or hosting some shows for the staff-curated programs coming up. But what else is coming up that you're looking forward to?
I mean, I would totally... I've seen Buzz Lightyear before. I've worked with them before. They're great. Treasures are great.
I'm stoked about Enzo's band, Heat.
Oh, yeah. They played... it was a couple years ago at Rickshaw's, like, staff night or something. They were great.
Yeah, that's another thing that we've had as... we've had all the bands that are... All the people that are in bands,
yeah.
We had a staff kind of marathon of all of our bands on a night. That was pretty epic.
That's
so good to
great.
See know your coworker and see them in their full rocking glory.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. How many bands played?
I think it was like 12.
It was a lot. Oh. It was a long day.
How long were these sets?
Not long.
Oh, like half hour.
Half an hour. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
But it was epic. And to watch some of your coworkers just like that side of their personality really shine. You kind of have a hint.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, yeah, I know you're cool. Yeah, you're cool. And then you watch them and you're like, oh, all right.
And now they're showing what they can do. I see what you're all about. So tell us about the Thursday night show, please.
You go.
Okay, so we've got on Thursday, we have Everyone is Dirty. They're headlining, and then my band Agouti, we're doing support, and opening is Groupland. It's going to be an all-female fronted band night, so please come and check us out. Great bill.
Yep.
Love the bands. We love each other, so yeah, it's going to be a great night.
If you tune in at the first hour, my second set, were music from all three of those bands. John, tell us about the following Thursday, please.
On the following Thursday, Wednesday the 21st, we have... I'm sorry, that's not my day.
That's not you.
I'm on the 22nd. So excited, I'm a day ahead. Okay, it's Gumby's Junk, Rip Room, and Inner Ear Brigade.
All right on. Yeah, you have a good face for radio. So that being said, these are shows that are coming up.
That's a rich crack this microphone.
Something my mom always said to me. Right. Son, you have a good face for radio. So these are coming up at the Rickshaw Stop. You can go to their website for tickets, I'm assuming. Would that be the way to go? Who handles your tickets?
There's just ticket link on Rickshaw's website, or you can get them at the door. I feel like most people that have gone to see local bands always buy things at the door.
That's always fine. So go and support Rickshaw Stop. Support live local music. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us,
Johnny.
Thanks
for having us.
Really appreciate you. And stay tuned for more. Rickshaw Stop will have you guys back. And I always like talking up your place. And I haven't been there in a while. So maybe I have to show up at a show.
I think so. I think you and I have a battle coming up, right?
We have a little
throwdown.
Oh, right. The Return of Rock Fight is going to be happening.
Rock Fight.
My guess is you'll actually be on time. You'll be probably a little bit more organized than my former co-host. And I may lose a round or two, which never happened before. But yeah, Rock Fight, where we're going to throw down for hours of our live bootleg collections. And the only person I think that can even come close to rivaling my bootleg collection is John Carr, and you've recorded most of those bands.
I promise when I bring you things, it'll be that nobody has them.
Oh, yes.
And they will be specifically...
Oh, man.
You'll want to record this.
I can't wait.
This is going to be...
It's going to be a good one. Luckily, all of our shows are archived. So how about that one?
All right.
All right, we're going to end up guessing DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet are on their way. They'll be here at 10. We're going to end with some music from Hawkwind.
Yeah!
This is... Yeah, I got to love them. This is off that really great double LP Live at the BBC that came out just a couple years ago. Live in 1972. This is from a Radio 1 session. And the track Silver Machine, which Lemmy sang...
Right.
Even though it wasn't supposed to be for him, but oh well, sorry, dude got sick. Lemmy got to sing it right here, right now. Radio Valencia.
Unusual sounds of Hawkwind with their hit number Silver Machine.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.